To plan any event, especially ones the size and scope of the Alberta Indigenous Games, takes a lot of determination, patience, and energy. Jake Handy, CEO of Alberta Indigenous Games 2021, says it also takes volunteers, a key part of the games.
It's so vital to our games to have our volunteers. One of the biggest parts is our registrations when everyone comes in to check in to make sure their waivers are all done, that they have their team form, their badges, their swag, their t-shirt, their swag bag, and you have to organize it by team and by division and by sport. And so over 2,500 kids that have registered their teams or themselves individually are coming in. And so we need people every day.
Hendy says he is happy that the parents stepped up as volunteers.
The registration is a major part. The other major part is scorekeeping at all of our events. Scorekeepers, supporting, cleaning up, it's so important and vital. And then we actually have a lot of where we don't have volunteers or they sign up but they can't make it. We've had parents step up and volunteer. We've had volunteers for coaches for our AIG Dream Teams, the individuals come together and form a team. And we can't get to coaches, so the parents step up and volunteer, which has been huge.
19-year-old Andy Marchand is from the Cold Lake First Nation. When she was 16, she had her first Indigenous cultural experience. She was inspired to enroll in Native Studies and is volunteering at the Indigenous Games this week, saying this is her way of giving back to the community.
Being able to volunteer at events such as these really makes me feel like I'm giving back because the community has given me so much.
Handy says the volunteers for the games have been so helpful.
We have volunteers to set up our chairs, to take down our chairs for our opening, for our medal ceremonies. Yeah, we have it a lot. And so we could not make these games happen without our amazing volunteers. So it's been really good.
Handy also thanked the Just Serve team, young missionaries that come from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. They have stepped up helping with the games since 2015. Closing ceremonies and Circle of Courage Awards for the games will be held at Rundle Park on Thursday evening. For Windspeaker Radio, I'm Balika Kamakateo.